Bitcoin presents an entirely new paradigm, a shift away from the culture of centralization so that power goes back to the individual people involved in the economy rather than to entities at the center who stand to get rich. It is a form of money that is not run by a government or bank, but instead run by the individual people who use it. In other words, it is decentralized. While there is a team of developers who are adding to the Bitcoin code and protocol, they are unable to manipulate it in any way. They don't control it, and nobody controls it. It is a revolution against the control brought about by centralization. Bitcoin is a type of virtual currency, also referred to as a cryptocurrency. Virtual currencies are types of money that exist entirely in a digital form, rather than as cash that can be carried around. It was originally conceived of as a peer-to-peer currency system, making it vastly different than fiat currencies that are regulated by a central government. For more information on the differences between Bitcoin and normal currencies, see Chapter 3. It is unregulated, meaning that because national governments do not issue it, they are not able to pass laws controlling it. More than just a currency, it is a movement that has empowered people to take control of their own economics and finances without having to pay taxes or governments telling them what their money is worth and what they can and can't do with it.